Head coach Dan DeSilva is here.
Thanks, guys.
Well, I mean, it was the other way around. You had the 3-1 lead Wednesday and couldn't hold on to it and lost it in the shootout. Tonight, you found a way to come back from a 3-1 deficit and win, which I'm sure you're pleased about.
Yeah, that's what we said at the intermission. We had a chance to flip the script from Wednesday night, and we were able to get to do that. We didn't have a great first 40 minutes. We definitely saved our best for last. That third period is how we need to play. You know, we look like two different hockey teams if you looked at the first 40 minutes and the last 20. We were playing fast. We played with urgency, intensity, compete. You know, we made it really, really hard on them, I found. And we got the spark, and obviously Super Cooper with two big goals to tie the game up. But we have a saying in the room, and it's 20 for 60, meaning 20 guys for 60 minutes. Yeah. And I think with all the new guys, we got a little bit confused. They thought I meant just like play for 20 minutes, but it's actually 20 guys for 60 minutes. So we'll have to clear that up.
All right. I think you have to like what your special teams are doing right now. Even with all the changes, it looks like everybody has figured things out. Your power play continues to go along. It was ranked number 3 in the league coming into tonight. It's going to improve, going 2 for 4 tonight with 9 shots on goal. You've got some talented guys up there, even amongst the guys. I mean, I know you lost the guys that you lost in the trades and all that, but you've got capable replacements to handle the job.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, that group has confidence, and they work. They outwork the penalty kill for the most part, and it's not like, you know, the Moose Jaw power play of last year that has a ton of movement and they're really dangerous and they're moving around the outside. I like to think that we're pretty simple, but we're effective. You know, we shoot pucks, we get pucks downhill. We have probably one of the best net front guys in Rowan Calvert. And I mean, Hudson Kibblewhite on the second group is phenomenal down there too. And, you know, that's what it takes. You shoot, and then if you don't go in, you work to recover that puck, and now you get that PK running around and you look downhill and you do it again. So obviously those two power play goals tonight were big. And, you know, those guys, they relish those moments, and they want to be out there in those big moments of the game. And we have the guys and two really strong groups, and they're buying into 1 minute of really, really hard and then get off and let the other group go.
Before I turn it over to Adam to ask his questions, I do have one more with regards to the one word you just used, and that was work. Red Deer's known, their hallmark is hard working. You were able to outwork them tonight, were you not?
Not all the time.
No.
You know, in the third for sure, yes. And they're also down to 10 forwards at that time. So, you know, in the first 40, I don't know if we did. Consistently, I don't think we did. They were winning puck battles. They seemed like they wanted a little bit more. But we can't play like that. We have to be known as a team that works and is relentless and is competitive. That's what we need to be known as. And there's going to be no easy games against the Saskatoon Blades. And we're working on finding that identity right now.
Yeah, and you were messing around with the lines, you know, a lot of new guys and stuff like that, but a pretty consistent pairing throughout the first little bit has been Cooper Williams and David Lewandowski. Pretty safe to say that one's probably going to get a little more runway.
Well, yeah, and it's funny because Wednesday and the start today, I didn't have them together. I had Tanner Scott on that line, and so, you know, it felt tonight, you know, we needed something, need a little change up, and with power plays and penalty kills, the lines get a little jumbled. And you know, I know that Cooper and David, like you said, they have something there, and so it's hard to keep them apart. I think Hunter Lang was a great fit on that line, too, in the second half of today's game. So it's something we're going to look at. We're constantly evaluating, you know, the chemistry. It's going to take time. It doesn't just happen overnight. And, you know, same thing with the systems with all the new guys. Like a couple of the goals against were system mistakes by new players who are still adjusting to what we're doing here. So it's going to take time.
And if you're like me, do you ever have to remind yourself just how young your team is, where if a guy goes in the corner and loses a battle, you win that battle, but it's like you're 16 going up against a 20-year-old. Is that, you look at the average age of your couple goals, it's 16.7, 17. Harsanyi scores, he's 17. Is it tough to remind yourself about that maybe sometimes too?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great point. Like we have some 16, 17-year-old kids playing against some 19, 20-year-old men. And so there's puck battles, there's situations and pins and corners in our defensive zone where, you know, they're just outmatched based on sheer size and strength. And but yeah, they have offensive upside, and they're going to mature and they're going to grow. And, you know, when they're 19, like it's going to be pretty dangerous and pretty fun to watch and be a part of. So like I said, all this stuff takes time, but it's just it's very, very exciting as far as what they're bringing to the table.
How big was it to win tonight for this group now that it's new? It was really the first time you've won a game with this team since all the trades were completed.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. We were just saying that in the room that, you know, we needed to win. This group needed to win. They needed to have some fun. They needed to – that's when you bond, right? It's hard to bond over the losses. Everybody's upset. And now they're happy in that room, and they're all feeling good, and they're hugging each other, and they're having a good time. They're laughing. They have tunes going, and that's what it's all about. That's when you really form your bonds and your friendships that go on and last a lifetime. So, yeah, it's special. We needed it, definitely needed it, but we got to make sure that we're ready for Sunday. Another opportunity here in our house to have a really good 60 minutes. We got to focus on that for sure, but I wanted to make one comment about the power play now that I'm thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
There was definitely some haters on our power play. You said we're third in the
You were third in the league coming into tonight.
Yeah, there's a couple of haters on Facebook that didn't like the power play, five-minute power play, but I think third in the league is pretty darn good.
Yeah, there I would go. Agree. It is pretty good. And 2-for-4 tonight's pretty good, too.
Thanks.
That's above your season average.
Yeah. Coach, I read those Facebook comments, just so you guys know.
Yeah, there you go.
You're making a lot more now.
You're under notice right now, folks. Let me know.
I'm ready to make a burner account and start firing back.
Oh, here we go. Coach, congratulations on the victory. We'll see you on Sunday.
Thanks, Les.
Head Coach Dan DeSilva of the Saskatoon Blades.